from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, voters are out and in line in New Jersey. Polls stay open until 8 p.m. in the Garden State, and as long as you're in line, you will be permitted to vote. And if you are one of the countless New Jerseyans who can't wait for the election to be over so you can stop stressing, you're not alone. A recent survey from the American Psychological Association finds that 69% of Americans are feeling stressed out over the election. Dr. Joe Galasso, a New Jersey therapist, explains the difference between this and typical stress.
During times of elections and political debate, these symptoms pop up in people. It's normal.
If you're looking to keep the stress at bay, putting your phone and staying off social media can help. More details are being revealed in the child endangerment case against Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small Sr. and his wife. According to a complaint in the case, the mayor asked his 16-year-old daughter to lie to police about how she received a head injury. Officials accused the Smalls of physically and emotionally abusing the girl, at least once to the point of unconsciousness. The teen's mother is Atlantic City School Superintendent Laquetta Small. Do you have enough money in your emergency savings? An overwhelming 62% of Americans feel behind on their emergency savings, according to a Bankrate survey. 23% feel right on track, and only 15% say they feel ahead.
We know from separate polls that only 28% of Americans actually have enough to cover 6 months' worth of expenses. And so this perception about feeling behind on emergency savings, it's not just a perception, it is a reality.
The needle is not moving, says Bankrate Chief Financial Analyst Greg McBride. Only one in five Americans say they have more emergency savings now than at the beginning of the year. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Excitement about the artificial intelligence boom helped lift Wall Street following a strong profit report from Palantir Technologies. So did a report showing growth accelerated last month for U.S. services businesses, beating economists' expectations for a slowdown. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 427 points. Call Guaranteed Service today at 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long guaranteed. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And how hot is it going to get? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Clear to partly cloudy, breezy, and quite mild tonight. Lows from the mid-50s in the interior of the north to the lower 60s along the coast. Some sunshine giving way to clouds tomorrow. Breezy and very warm. Excessively dry weather will result in high fire threat. Highs from the mid-70s along the coast to the lower 80s across the interior. Mainly cloudy and quite mild tomorrow night. A shower in spots later on in the south, and that chance continues into early Thursday. Lows ranging from the mid-50s in the northwest hills to the mid-60s along the coast. For the rest of Thursday, clouds giving way to some sunshine, still mild in the north and quite warm across the south, highs from the lower 60s in the northwest hills to the mid-70s across the interior of the south. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Carrie Schwindenhammer.
And over 64, it's 71 in Monroe, and Seaside Heights has 70 degrees, fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood. Family-owned and operated for over 50 years, Town Appliance has small-town courtesy with big-city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood or from home. They're online at townappliance.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.